This is show number 369 for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And today's show is part of the Business 101 series. And first of all, before we get into the show, I'd like to take a little time and thank you for listening to our show. Lorraine and I appreciate the opportunity to be with you as you drive to work, exercise, or maybe just relax with us over a cup of coffee. So thank you for that. And for those of you that are new to the show, we've been producing the Home-Based Travel Agent Show since February of 2005, which makes us one of the longest-running travel-related podcasts out there. Well, we started the show as a weekly show, but a few years ago we decided to pare the show back to a monthly show. Sometimes it gets a little tough to fit the show into the busy schedule. We do this as a labor of love, kind of a part-time job for Lorraine and I. And it's often hard to get a guest or develop a topic every week, so we decided to pare it back to a monthly show. And you hear the dog barking in the background, that's Coco. He is often a guest on the show, and we have Gidget too, who sometimes chimes in. She's a little Yorkie, so you can certainly tell the difference between Coco and Gidget. Well, the show is an affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA, and we want to thank NACTA for being a part of our show and for letting us be a part of NACTA. So thank you, NACTA. The show's website, well, we can be found at hometravelagent.net. And on the website, you'll find a sophisticated podcast player, and I want to thank Blueberry for that. Blueberry is a provider to the podcast where we host the audio, and they help us out with a plugin called PowerPress, and they really do a good job with helping podcasts out. And I'm a little bit partial to that because that comes in as another part-time job of mine. I'm a part owner of the Blueberry Raw Voice company. So, again, on the website, you'll find archives going back to show number 170. And you can also find a spot there on the webpage where you can enter an email address to receive the show notes. Every time we produce the show, you'll get the show notes by email. And also, you will find a tag cloud. And the tag cloud are topics, topic words, that you'll see on the right-hand side of the webpage. And those topic words assist you in locating shows that may have a topic of particular interest to you. Well, we're happy to bring you this show free of charge. There's no charge. We're not a subscription model. We don't take any money from you to produce the show, and we don't ask for any money from you for the show. But we do have sponsors, and we really try to support the expenses of this show and the hosting, you know, all the costs involved in producing a podcast. And there are a few, and we use an advertiser to help us keep the show going. And you help us do that by supporting our advertisers. So I want to thank you if you're out there supporting our advertisers. Also, it's quite motivating for us when we hear from you. So, you know, don't sit there in the background. Jump right in and let us know what you think. Don't hesitate to drop me an email. My email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Well, you know, I just returned to Michigan. About a week ago, actually, after spending a couple of weeks in New Hampshire visiting my son, daughter-in-law, and grandkids. And you know, today now, kids, when they move away from home, they just don't move down the street or across town anymore. They move across the country. So my son and grandkids live out in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they have a house up in New Hampshire, and we drove out there and spent a couple of weeks visiting with them, and that was very nice, a very pleasant thing to do. But, you know, taking almost 3 weeks out of June kind of wreaks havoc with the schedule in terms of trying to get someone on the show and to produce a show. So for that reason, the schedules didn't mesh, and Lorraine and I were unable to connect with a guest this time around. So today's show is going to be a Business 101 topic. And I hope you enjoy these Business 101 topics. Occasionally we do these, or I do these topics. Let me know, Barry@HomeTravelAgent.net, what you think about the Business 101 shows. But before we get into the topic of the show, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. And it's a great host agency, Magnum Travel Worldwide. It's a family-owned business. And if you are one of the agents, you'll be treated like family. You know, not really like a small fish in a big pond. Actually, the best way to let you know about Magnum Travel is to let Megan from Magnum Travel tell you about it.
When working from home, it can feel like you're the only one looking out for your business. That's not the case with Magnum Travel as your host agency. Magnum Travel is a family-run host agency where our mission is to help your travel agency grow and succeed. Set your own sales goals and let us help you achieve them. Magnum Travel pays your agency up to 100% of the commissions you generate. Whether your agency is brand new or you've been in the business for years, Magnum Travel offers a membership that will fit your business. We also offer training opportunities for you to learn how to grow your agency and work more independently. Get in touch and find out how you can earn higher commissions, build your business, and support the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Contact us via email at magnumtravelnetwork@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, magnumtravelworldwide.com/switch.
Thank you, Megan, and thank you, listener, for checking out Magnum Travel Worldwide. Stop over there, give it a look-see, see what you think. And if you're looking for a new host agency, or maybe you're just starting out in the travel business, stop over there and check it out. Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, today's show is part of the Business 101 series, and I want to talk about marketing, and in particular, the sales funnel concept in marketing. The sales funnel, now this concept has been around since the early 1900s, and since then, it's been adapted to fit various business models and marketing concepts. But today, I want to give you my own adaptation of the sales funnel to the travel business. And first of all, what you have to do, you have to imagine a funnel. You know, a typical funnel, like you'd find in your kitchen or out in the garage. Now imagine that funnel, and at the top of the funnel is your world of potential clients. Anyone and everyone, whether you know them or not, whoever may become your clients. Now, as you travel down into the top of the sales funnel, you're going to find people you know. You know, the people signed up on your Facebook or Google Plus group, maybe the people who read your blog, and hopefully you will have an email address for most of these people. Now, if you don't have a plan to capture email addresses, you need to start thinking about that. And in a future Business 101 topic, I want to talk about how to develop an email address list and how to use that to market to potential clients. And we'll talk a little bit about the legalities of using an email list as well. Now, the people that you've captured in your email address, these are also people, or maybe people, who have an interest in what you do. You know, these are your potential clients. Remember, these are the folks right at the top of your funnel, the people that have just dropped into the top of the funnel. Now, if you take one more step down into the sales funnel, you're going to find those who have inquired about your services. Perhaps they've sent you an email asking about one of your products. Maybe they've shown an interest in your specialty. Or maybe they've run into you at the Chamber of Commerce event, or maybe at a Little League game. Somewhere these people have inquired about what you do and what your product is, what your specialty is, what's your travel. You know, what do you specialize in when you sell travel? These are people that have inquired about that or have shown an interest. Now, if you take another step down toward the narrow end of the funnel, those are the people you've made a proposal to. You know, these are clients who intend to make a purchase from you. They are evaluating your proposal. They've likely done some research on the internet. They have a good idea where they want to go and what they want to do. And now they want an expert to help them plan, help them find the best value, and help them create a perfect vacation or adventure. and they're interested in having you. They've developed some trust in you to do all this for them. So they're evaluating, and I'm in this part of the funnel, I'm going to call them the evaluators. Now down at the bottom, at the narrowest end of the funnel, that's where your sale actually happens. That's where you have a new client. This is the point in the funnel where people become your clients, the very bottom. Now we have a group of people traveling down your sales funnel, and remember at the top we have potential clients, and then one more level down we have those that have inquired, and then we have those who've made a proposal, you've made a proposal to, and they are evaluating your proposal. And then finally at the very bottom of the sales funnel, we have those who you made a sale to. They've become your clients. The funnel is a nice way to view the reality of the marketing and sales process. The reality is that all those people at the top of the funnel will not become your clients. Now, a few of those that have shown an interest and maybe they've inquired, well, they're going to drop down into the next funnel and ask for, and then drop down and ask for a proposal to evaluate. And then one more level down, those are the people who will become your customers, your clients. Now, many of the people who do not become a client stay in your sales funnel. Now, keep that in mind. If they don't become your client, you want to keep in mind that they're staying in your sales funnel. You know, maybe they're clear back up to the top as prospects. They may bounce up and down the funnel until one day, at some point, they do become your client. Now, at this point in the podcast, I hope you pause here a second and actually draw a funnel. And when you have the funnel drawn, make four sections on the funnel by drawing three horizontal lines across it. And the top section is the potential section, the potential client section. The next section is the inquirer section. And the next section, the evaluator section. And the last is the client section. Okay, now you have this picture drawn on a piece of paper, and you might be thinking, well, that's pretty. What am I going to do with that? Well, there is enough in and above that funnel to keep you busy for a while, because now you should be thinking about all those people drifting around far above your funnel, all those people moving up and down that sales funnel within it. And how are you going to get them, all those people drifting around above your sales funnel, well, how are you going to get them to that top section of the funnel? How are you going to turn all those people out there in the world into potential clients, into people who know you and know what you do? What's your plan? How are you going to accomplish it? Now, a good starting point for learning how to move people into the top of your funnel is to go back to the archives of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show and listen to Catherine Heeg talk about Facebook, Pinterest, Google+, Blab, and much more. And also, Nolan Burris was on the show talking about how to sell yourself as a travel consultant. And in a previous Business 101, I talked about using a blog or a website to help people to get to know you, to get to know your expertise. Now, these are all ways, many, you know, just a few of many ways to get people into the top of your funnel. Okay. Now you're working on a plan to get people into your funnel. So what are you going to do once you get them there, once they're in your world as prospects? How are you going to turn them into people who come to you to inquire about your travel product? How are you going to make those people into inquirers? What's the plan? You have to develop a plan. Now, I'm a big fan of marketing and selling by educating. So make sure that when a person drops into the top level of your funnel, you capture their email address, and you can do a lot of educating in an email. And when you're educating in an email, it doesn't feel like spam. If you're giving someone some information that they can really use, it doesn't feel like spam. In fact, I would say it's not spam. So by educating, you're capturing your prospect's interests, and they will likely read your email. And now that's a whole new topic too, how to format an email and how to market through educating. And we'll have to do that as a business 101 too one of these days. So what are you going to do when someone drops to the next level then? When someone asks you for a proposal, what are you going to do to help them evaluate what you are offering? What are you going to do to help them evaluate you? Maybe you highlight your certifications, talk about the number of times you've been to the destination they're interested in, the number of times you've planned similar vacations for other people. Maybe you offer up some client testimonials. Have this planned out. You want to have a plan for when people are moving from one section of the funnel to another. So when they leave you and they have your proposal, they have their proposal that you've given to them, or maybe after you've emailed them a proposal, what are you going to do? Are you going to contact them once a week and ask them if they have any questions about their proposal? Perhaps at the time you've developed the proposal, maybe you've set a meeting date to come back to them or have them come back to you, however you work it, to go over the proposal and maybe answer any questions that come up from that proposal you've given to them. Maybe at the second meeting is when you ask them for a check or a credit card. You know, it's time to close the sale at that second meeting. Now, the point is to make sure you have this planned out. Planning makes you look professional. It's certainly a lot better than making a random phone call after they've received your proposal and asking a question, well, what do you think? What's happening out there? You know, that's not a very good way to approach the closing process in a sale. Well, the idea of the sales funnel is to help you plan and think through the steps of the marketing and sales process. The labels I've attached to the different levels in the sales funnel, they're not fixed in stone, and you can make labels that fit how you think or fit better with your business plan. The important thing is not the labels. It's what's important is how you plan to move people into and through your funnel. How you plan to get more prospects to make more inquiries about you and your business, and how to turn those inquiries into proposals, and then how to turn those proposals into sales. This is your marketing and sales plan. The business funnel helps you visualize that, break it down into steps, and plan and put a plan in place for each of those steps. That's the idea of the sales funnel. Breaking it down, making it a little bit easier to take chunk by chunk and plan what you're going to do. Now, I'm planning future Business 101 shows, as I've mentioned earlier, to expand on the topics contained within each level of the sales funnel. Now, topics perhaps such as building your email list, using Google AdWords maybe to get interest in what you do, creating a blog, writing blog posts, helping people get to know you that way, maybe preparing and presenting and the process of preparing and presenting a proposal. And we can talk about marketing by educating and many more. Now, I'm hoping to have experts join me on the show to help with these topics, and I look forward to that. And in fact, if you have a particular expertise in any of those steps going through the sales funnel, I'd love to hear from you, maybe even have you on the show, and we can talk about those right here and help other travel agents out. Now, our goal here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is to help you grow your business. And you can help us by supporting our sponsors. Magnum Worldwide, that they are a host agency that has the same goal, the goal to help you grow your business. And you support us by supporting Magnum. Please check them out if you're looking for a host agency. And you can check them out at magnumtravelworldwide.com. All one word, magnumtravelworldwide.com. and slash switch is at the end. So Magnum Travel Worldwide slash switch. Well, it's been a lot of fun putting this show together, and I enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope it's something that you can use to develop your business. So again, please send me your comments or ideas. Send them to me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. I would be really interested in how you develop your sales funnel and how you are using it in your business planning. Drop me an email. Let me know. I want to know how it works out. In addition to the email address, you can also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/HBTAS. So I look forward to seeing you on Facebook as well. And once again, you can sign up for the show notes and get those via email in the little box on the right-hand side of our webpage. And we don't spam people. You will only get an email from us when the show notes go out or if there's something big happening that we have to let you know about. And that's the only time that you'll get an email from us. We're not blasting you weekly with emails. And again, I believe in marketing by educating. And so if I'm marketing by educating, it's right here on the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Okay, thank you for listening to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And I hope you have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July weekend. And we will see you next month. And until then, safe travels. Stay healthy, everyone. Bye-bye.